With a new year comes a new era in Berkshire County politics. North Adams will swear in just its third mayor in the past 34 years. WAMC sat down with the mayor-elect, Tom Bernard, at City Hall Thursday to discuss the first order of business in Massachusetts' smallest city.
I walk in and have a school committee meeting the next days, and that's a meeting I chair, so it's going to be preparing for that. It's be preparing for the first city council meeting, getting all my orders and papers in order to do that. And those things don't seem particularly glamorous, but those are the things that are the business of governance on a day-to-day basis. And then it's going to be sitting down with my finance folks and really getting the conversation rolling about the next year's budget, because that's something that I intend to be absolutely hands-on every step of the way, so that when I stand in front of the council and in front of the community, I am able to own, to defend, and to advocate for my priorities.
So you picked up on two big issues that the city of North Adams faces, right? A very challenging budget, and that is mostly due to schools. How do you plan on facing these challenges and other challenges that you might foresee entering the new job?
Well, I want to start by saying that while we do have the same budget challenges of other communities, I'm walking into a fiscal house that is in reasonably good order, so I am able to start looking at other priorities, which is a really important thing, and I want to credit the outgoing administration, Mayor Alkenbright, for that. And then again, from there, it's going to be looking at where are the places that we can make, you know, small shifts in efficiency and effectiveness, beginning in city operations, and then from there, looking at how do you take bites at some of the bigger economic development ideas. During the campaign, I talked about wanting to fund an economic development position, and I've started having some conversations about that, because that's where we're going to really see growth, is going out, supporting entrepreneurial efforts in the community, and then looking beyond the valley to people who might be interested in relocating to a community that has what North Adams has to offer.
So what does North Adams have to offer?
Unparalleled natural beauty and outdoor recreation, world-class art and culture, affordable real estate, buildable space, and good schools that will continue to get better.
It was talked about a lot during the campaign that the two largest entities in the city, MassMoCA and MCLA, may act as islands within the city. But you really took a hard stand that, no, they are an integral part of the city. Do you have any plans in relation to those two institutions?
Well, I will say, and I'll credit Joe Thompson at MoCA, that one of the earliest meetings I had through the transition was a meeting with the folks at MoCA, folks at the city, to talk about how to build on the work that they did last summer to really open that gate and invite people downtown. So how do you, after you do a pilot year, how do you do that in different ways? Look at what worked well, look at some of the things that we want to do differently. So I'm very encouraged that they have a commitment of both ideas and resources for putting that forward. And then the other piece of it is really wanting to look from MCLA's side about how you ease the transit path for students into the community. And we have a complete streets project we're looking at. And then work that's being done in the community side, the work that the Community Coalition and others have done around issues of accessibility and bikeability in the community, making downtown really bike-friendly. So the transit from MoCA to downtown to MCLA is all a lot smoother. And then it's really focused economic development to bring shops and experience downtown, so it's people who are coming from the museum into the city, people who are coming from the college downtown, have reasons to go and stay and spend some money while they're there.
So if we're mimicking how we view presidencies, if you were to have a 100-day goal, what would it be?
The 100-day goal is to make a strong start. And I know that's a simplistic answer, but it really is getting the lay of the land, getting to know the people and personalities I'm working with. I've had the tremendous good fortune of spending a couple weeks here in City Hall, sitting down with people, talking about their areas of responsibility and their priorities and how those translate into a plan for going forward.
So in the first 100 days, it's almost not like hitting the ground running, but really finding where you and the city really fits into Western Massachusetts.
That's a big part of it. It's finding my rhythm. It's looking at the places to collaborate. One of the things that I had the benefit of during my transition is some really good professional development on my own with the Mass Municipal Association. I spent some time at the McCormick Institute. They did a program for mayors, and the Baker and Polito administration invited me and other mayors in to meet with them and with some of the cabinet secretaries. So getting into a position where I'm knowing the administration, they're knowing me, and knowing who I can talk to about particular issues, and really starting to advocate for things we need, such as the renovation or replacement of our public safety building, which is an imminent issue that we're going to have to deal with, and we're not going to be able to do that without support from outside the community. And the state has some opportunities there that I'm going to pursue aggressively on my own through the administration and in collaboration with Representative Barrett and with Senator Hines.
That's North Adams Mayor-elect Tom Bernard speaking. After 4 2-year terms, outgoing Mayor Richard Alkenbright plans to return to his career in banking in 2018.